WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. Your daily dose of mental toughness training designed to help you conquer that chaos and become the best version of yourself. Today's workout? Staying focused in a world that feels like it's constantly throwing distractions at us, like confetti at a parade. Ever feel like your brain is on permanent overdrive, jumping between notifications, emails, social media, the latest viral video, you name it? You know that feeling when you try to sit down and really focus on something important, but your mind feels like it's playing hopscotch across a thousand different ideas? We've all been there. It's like our brains have become expert multitaskers, but in reality, we're just bouncing around ineffectively, accomplishing less than we could if we simply focused on one thing at a time. But here's the good news. You can train your brain to focus better, and it all starts with mindset. Think of it like building muscle. The more you exercise that focus muscle, the stronger it gets. So, let's get into five key takeaways to help you stay laser-focused, even when the world is trying its best to pull you in 100 different directions. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing where your focus goes and what pulls you off track is half the battle. Spend a day paying attention to those little mental squirrels scampering around your brain. When are you most likely to get distracted? What triggers that feeling of deer in headlights when you're trying to concentrate? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start strategizing how to tackle them. Number 2. Design your environment for focus. Think about it this way. You wouldn't try to learn a new language while surrounded by blaring music and bouncing toddlers, right? Create a space that supports concentration. That might mean turning off notifications, putting your phone on airplane mode. Seriously, it's not checking emails every 5 seconds, or even using noise-canceling headphones to block out distractions. Number 3. The power of intention. Before you dive into a task, take a moment to set a clear intention. What are you trying to achieve? What does success look like for this particular project or activity? Having that focused intention in mind helps your brain stay on track and resist those tempting diversions. Think of it as setting a GPS for your mind. You know where you want to go, so now you can navigate more effectively. Number 4. The Pomodoro Technique is your friend. Ever heard of this? It's a super effective way to boost focus by working in short bursts with intentional breaks. Basically, you work for 25 minutes, take a 5-minute break, and repeat that cycle 4 times before taking a longer break. This structured approach helps prevent mental fatigue and keeps you feeling fresh and productive. Number 5. Celebrate the small wins. Focus isn't always easy, so it's important to acknowledge your successes, no matter how small. Finished that email without getting sucked into social media? Nailed that presentation without losing your train of thought? Give yourself a mental high five. Recognizing your progress keeps you motivated and reinforces those positive habits. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented writer who dreams of finishing her novel. She's got this amazing story in her head, but every time she sits down to write, she gets distracted by everything. That notification sound on her phone, the latest news article popping up on her laptop, even the chirping birds outside her window. She tries to focus, but it feels like an uphill battle. Sound familiar? But then Sarah decides to implement some of these strategies. She turns off notifications, puts her phone in another room, uses noise-canceling headphones, and sets a timer for 25-minute writing sessions with short breaks in between. Suddenly, she finds herself getting into the flow. Those words start flowing more easily, and before she knows it, she's accomplished so much more than she thought possible. Focus isn't about becoming a monk who meditates for hours on end. It's about making conscious choices that support your goals and using practical strategies to train your brain. Remember, awareness is key. Know your distractions, create an environment that supports focus, set clear intentions, work in structured bursts, and celebrate those small wins along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Take these takeaways, put them into action, and watch as your focus skyrockets. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little mental gym workout. Together, we can conquer distractions and achieve our full potential. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.